Schuss, der Schosch Grosch Akoil, Herr Nochem Schlitte, gehen wir das Schuss, das Speak in Chav Chosch Vetzibbe. So von der Weiß. Ton und Voice, der Abes hat Teure, der ich heiß. Es rotzend, lahag der Teure, la Adira. Es der Ebsche, der Ebsche, helfen mich, give him Koyach. I'm sure everybody knows that, probably. I just saw it from his voice. Der Ebsche, helfen mich, give him Koyach, take, la Habits Teure, and everybody should not sleep, take, in the limit of Teure, la Namid. We talk about the Mila Priya Mitzitza. We know Mila is begem to Avram Avinu, Vayom Avram Mitzitzka Pinoi, but not the Priya Avram Avinu. The Mora says, Priya is first Tzchad Shpeta, Toizi says, Halacha Mesh Sinai, others say it's a Mitzrayim, others say when Yeshua came to Eretz Yisrael, the Yishalmi is Choyl, the Yishalmi says Priya, Himol Yimoyl. It seems like the Avraham Avinu did get Priya, but that's a two chalakim, haint lamaisa mol v'loi par kid loi mol, and without Priya, the kids are oral. And the third chalik is Metzitza, which is machloikis, is a taka chalik of Mitzvah Smilo, is it only refuah, or it's a taka haint, is taka yeah, or mitzvah, and it's part of the chalik of the mitzvah, Metzvah, and we'll try to touch on all the Yidin Kudus. The Lashon Aram, Shulchan Aruch probably saw, choytchin, Call the Hachoifes of HaTorah, Achen is Galo HaTorah, and then Poirim Krum Harach, Machzira Lekan Ulekan, Achen Yire Bosa HaTorah. Realize, Meduik, Nidoshim, Rambam, Loshim Shulchan Aruch, Eschaluk, he starts off by the Midli, he says, Achen is Galo HaTorah, it comes to the Priya, he says, Achen Yire Bosa HaTorah. And the reason is, Chaz over the Metzias, the skin, the Oira Ola, is really one skin with the Oir Hagid, starts from the stomach and goes all the way up to the top, covers the Ganze Atorah, the Ganze Gid, and then the Ganze Atorah. Comes back down, that same skin turns by the Nekev, turns back down, and turns into the Rishayim call it Krum Harach, the membrane, that's the Priya skin, which is really one skin attached in the inside layer. And then it comes back down on the Atorah, and connected to the Gid directly under the Haritz. You look by Gdoilim, you see that it's a little lower than the Haritz, much lower, it's on the Gid, Mechubah to the Gid. It's a big difference between the Oira Priya and Oira Orla. The Oira Priya is a skinny membrane, the Oira Orla is very thick. The Oira Priya is attached to the Atorah, it's the same shape as the Atorah. It's like glued to the Atorah with some tissues. And the Oira Priya is like skin, which you cannot don't have on the body, maybe by the elbow a little bit, it's like not attached to the body. It's Oira B'Yoyrit. The skin's Oira B'Yoyrit. When you open the baby, and you have the Oira skin covering the Atorah, you do not see B'Chalal, the Tzur of Atorah. You can't tell if B'Chalal, that there's Atorah, the B'Chalal. After you carve the Oira, then it's Nizgala HaTorah. You can see that there's a Tzur of Atorah. It's covered, still you don't see the boss of HaTorah, because there's still skin, the Priya skin is still covering. Oh, but the Atzur of that Torah you see, it's only Choytchen HaMila, Choytchen Choloya, Choyfe Esu HaTorah, Achen Esgalu HaTorah. You see the Gilu HaTorah. After the Priya, after you rip the Priya skin, you reveal the HaTorah, then you see the year of boss of HaTorah. The derech, all the derech, how did the mila? First say the derech, how it was done, and then we'll go through Metz Hashem. If it has to be done like that, it could be done different ways. The derech is to pull up, make a tefisa, and pull up the oir orla, the oir hachoifu haTorah on top of that Torah, push that Torah down and get the oir orla on top. Today they put the guard, the shield, the shun chas hashalom touch that Torah, and you cut the skin off over the top. And by that, you are choytech kol ha'orlo ha'choyfes ha'torah. The Priya skin, which is the inner membrane, you rip. Dorsal cuts go from top to bottom, not cutting side to side, top to bottom. And like you rip like a zipper, you open up like a zipper, and it comes to oizen lekan, biggest moshe, probably the moshe to understand is like a banana peel. You peel like on the one side and the other side, halfway down. It's still connected to the gid on the bottom under the charitz, but then you pull it down and it stays on the gid. Eventually, the oir ha-chitzon, which is now the oir ha-gid, the oir ha-oli took off, but the oir ha-gid, which is left over, will touch the oir ha-priya skin, which you bent back, and the two skins will come together, and that will heal nicely together. Or moil, even later years, we're able to say, oh, here's the oir ha-chitzon skin, and here's the oir ha-priya skin, but most people won't be able to chap, and it heals very nicely, and that's the new skin of the gid, and the Torah stays megula. And then afterwards, make mitzitza. You put your mouth over the mokim hamila until past the chitach. Close your mouth like a vacuum. Make a strong mitzitza. We'll see Netz Hashem for all time. The Ebi Shavu, we should have time. We'll talk how long the mitzitza, how the mitzitza has to be done. That's how it's done, Lidoris. Does mila have to be like that? Could we cut a little bit and push down the Or HaChitzin? Could we cut off the whole Or Priya with Vas'achas with the mila? Could we use different methods to do mitzitza? Could we use a sponge for the tube? Be'ez Hashem, that's what Metz Hashem will try to bring all the Achreinim with Shaykh to, in the short time, to mevare this halach. The first thing is you have to do mila. We'll talk about mila. You have to be m'choytach kol or ha'choyfer so ha'torah. So the first thing is, what is the ha'torah? So we think the ha'torah is the starting on top, the Rosh HaTorah, the Rosh with the Nekev is, going down, then you have the Chut HaSoiviv, the Pelita, and then you go to the indention, which is called the Charitz. The Bechor Shor learns that the Gansa HaTorah is only the Chut HaSoiviv. The Chut HaSoiviv is the HaTorah. We're machmen both Shittas. The Nafkimina is, we have, let's say, Chashom Tzitzim. It means you left over by mistake a piece of skin. So that we pass can either Rav Goyviz Makif or Rav Hekifiz Makif. Rav Goyviz can have a Chut HaSaira, a small thin piece of skin which is covering up the HaTorah. So let's say, for example, that Torah is a centimeter. If you have it only a half a centimeter, then it's not, it's in Shei Makif, it's not Rav Goyviz, it's not Rav Hekifiz. You have a small skin going up. It's less than half the HaTorah, it's not a problem. If you hold like the Bechor Shor that the Chut HaSoiviv is the HaTorah, so it's Zicha passing the Rav Goyva of the HaTorah, could be the whole HaTorah, and maybe it'll be Ma'akiv. So that's one Machloikis. The Pesim talk out that's definitely the HaTorah starts from the Charitz, from the indention underneath the Chut HaBoilet. This is a tshuva. Beis Yitzchak says, I never heard that the charitz is part of the HaTorah, but the Maisa, Ben Yitzin has a tshuva, and a lot of other poskim, Rei poskim, Naman, the charitz is part of the HaTorah. It's very important because sometimes, by mistake, you can leave over some of the skin, especially some of the Or HaPriya skin, in the charitz, in the indention. If it's Rei Hekif, which is very common, then it's a shayla of Tzitzim Ma'akim Samidah, Chas Hashom, the kid could be the Oral. Probably it'll go away within time that it gets older, but B'Shas Maisa, we didn't have a Midl B'Shmini, the Brachal Batal, it could be the shayla of Oral. I remember when I was in Eitz Yisrael, I go in the Meis Salvechik Zochein Levrocho, he's Mishabeich, the Moil, he said, that Moil is a good Moil, why? Because after the bris, he looks to make sure the whole Charitz is Megula. So you take a few seconds, and the Moil looks to make sure the whole Charitz is Megula, is a Zichel Azach, we can be Mishabeich. The next Machloikis is, we do the Machloikis, the Bechaim, let's first say the Machloikis, the Shach, and Andere, how do you reckon the shear of the Or? What's the shear of Or HaChoyf HaTorah? After we know what HaTorah is, there's two dargis in the gid. It could be b'shas kishu, shaloi b'shas kishu. Every child, derech the mesh of the day, there's kishu and shaloi b'shas kishu. When the gid goes straight up, then the skin stretches a little down. So then the Or HaChoyf is much less skin. If it's shaloi b'shas kishu, the natural position is much more skin. The Shach says you could be boidik b'shas kishu, and that's enough. The ma'isa, all the place ma'choylik, and halacha ma'isa, we go shaloi b'shas kishu. So you have to make sure you take the Or HaChoyf HaTorah shaloi b'shas kishu. The third ma'choylik is ma'choylik chochav s'adam d'vechayim. The chochav s'adam held kipshuta, you have to take off the whole skin that's choyf HaTorah. And the Divachayim was Choylgi says that with the Eved, if you cut a little bit and you push the rest down, you held it down with our Priya, with other ways, how you held it down, and the Torah is Megula. So if at the end of the day, that Torah is Megula, it's a kosher Ibris. It says, not lechatchila. Avad lechatchila, people make a mistake. Avad lechatchila, b'chaim, says, claw, is moide. The avad lechatchila, you have to take off kolor, achoyif, esal ha-Torah. But b'di'evet, if the world did it, he should not go back, and he says, zeh yishar for the shoyness, if the world goes back. L'maisa, it's a big machloikis. A lot of shoyshits hold like the Chochem Soldom. A lot of shoyshits hold like the b'chaim. The Zeh HaBris brings mamish, lekan or lekan, he's not machriya. They say that the mice with the shin of the rov, the son of the Zibichayim, he was mamish eish lahov against his father's psak. And he once came, he wanted to argue with his father in the psak, and they caught him, he had an appointment to speak to his father about it, and they found him with the Shulchan Aruch, not Hilchas Milo, but Hilchas Kibbutz Avayim. He said, Vaisrois is going to be Agafelcha Muhammadah. And the Maiz Apunk, he put his head down, as Nitzvah Hashoy, he couldn't speak to him. Again, the Maiz says, he said, Oizlog, Vaisrois, the Machloikis, the Zayn Bismashiach with Kum. He says, Oizlog. The Maiz says, Machloikis both ways. Someone says, it's a Tanza Enikel, from different song, not the Divicheskel. Actually, he goes to the Divichayim. Anan, Lechoyra, the Achroshe, be it, from the child of Chorus, the Reise, Lechoyra, suffering the Reise of the Chumer, but Frat Chorus, the Chorus, without Machmazan, the Chorus, we should have to redo it. Unless someone has a Messiah. Kolshkin, the Kolshkin, they save his Manenu. I heard B'Shem, B'Chaim Shia Halberstam, the Zangzun, the Robin Satan here in Nonsi, B'Shem Shved, the Berach Moshe, Satan Rebbe, the Tanza Enkelch, and after came, they said that B'Manenu, you should fix it, even the Debechaim will be Moida, because today it's not a Sakona, it used to be Sakona, has some infections. Today, you have antibiotics, it's taken out of Sakona, so you should redo it. I saw a Sefer Laman Brisoy, a very good Sefer also of Monsi, from Rav Shtern and Rav Weber. Beautiful safe, and he also brings down for Poiskis Vanenu say that you should redo or Divichayim's bris. The Poiskim bring down that if there's a small Ava and it's hard like this, you can be machim and take a little shit on the shir. A small Ava, you have to be machim, you don't want to take too much, you don't want to take too little. You're mitzayin, you make a mark. Sometimes you see a moil making a mark, you understand why? Because he wants to make sure he has the shir. Because again, you open up the baby, the skin looks the same. The oir ha-choif is ha-torah, and the oir ha-gid is the exact same texture, same as the same. You have to find the nafkamina is, mamish karis, is exactly, you take the oir ha-olah, one, in one place, one you divide a line, the chut ha-sikra, lemaila is mamish karis, and underneath is nothing. And if you, just with blindfold, you just take and make a tfisa and just schlep the skin up, lav dafke, ha-kapon lefidu chachavs adam, lav dafke, you're getting the shir. Lefidu v'chaim, look afterwards, you see, is that Torah megula or not? If the Torah megula, it stays down, okay. As long as it doesn't come back, the poison said it comes back, it's a problem. If it doesn't come back, it's fine. But the Fidu Chacham Zodim, you don't have no idea. You have to make sure you got the shear. So the Zoy Chapris writes, you have to make sure, Achi Yates, Sofak, Milibak, take a bigger shear. Don't be Mitzamza, take a bigger shear. Others don't like Stam taking bigger shear. It's not, you know, you don't want Stam take off the skin of a baby. Or Balkapamim, you have to make sure you got the shear. By a small gid, if you don't want to take the bigger shear, you have to be Mitzayim. One Sofak I didn't see Klon, the person talking about is, that the Debechaim's lotion is that the Debechaim's lotion is that you cut a little bit and you push it down with the Oyer Priya. The Chalkis Yaakov talks out that Avad Debechaim is moida that you can't stand push down without cutting at all. You have to cut a little bit and then push down. The Maril Diskin says on his own that Mahalach that you have to cut a little bit then push down. the Chalkis Adam is choylik. He said that that's not good. What happens if you cut, let's say, most of the Oyer Achoyfe and it falls down by itself? The Matthias says that's what happens if you take most of the Oyer off. There's nothing holding it back. There's no gravity. It's going to fall down. As though you have the oiler, it's going to the top, to the neck. It's not going to fall down. Once you cut off most of the oil, ha-choyfer, the rest will fall down. So would the Chochmas Adam be moider in such a chetins that will be good? In Lomdis, Pashas, it won't be good. In Lomdis, Pashas, the Machloigas, Chochmas Adam, the Bechaim is, the Bechaim held the Yisoid is the Gilu Yatara, and the Chochmas Adam holds the Shir, Choytech Ha'orla, you have to be Choytech Oyer Ha'orla. It's a Shir, Vifu Medav Schneider, you have to be Choytech Oyer Ha'choyfa Ha'atara. So if you had a little piece that was on the Ha'atara, and now it's, even though it's off, it was once on the Ha'atara, you have to be Choytech, and now it's down, it'll be us, it'll be our. But the Maisel Lashoyin is the Chochmas Adam. Chochmas Adam says you come a few days after the Bris to see if that Torah is Megula. It seems from him that if that Torah is Megula a few days later, it's fine. Well, I mean, it's fine. Maybe it was once on the Torah. It seems like that you can make a lock upon if you Chochmas Adam that if it fell down by itself and it's down without doing Pu'ulis or Priya to push it down, and it stays down by itself or fell down by itself, L'choyra, I didn't see any person talk about it. It's a Chiddush, Adarab, if Toyin Lund, Sugya. If you have any ideas in that, Adarab, I'll be very in the hand if you can remember me in episode of Marmokim of that. L'choyra, come out that if you Chochmas Adam is a Mashmois in the Poiskin, that it will be saved in such a Chetim. So this is the Bila. Let's go to Priya. So before Masben and Priya, it used to be that the facts were that they didn't do Afroda on all the Gezeiten. And today, most Mehalim do Afroda. What's Afroda? Afroda is they want to disconnect the Eira Priya from the Atara. As we said before, even though it's not connected to the Atara, it's connected on bottom, under the Haritz, it's connected to the Gid, and it's connected on top to Eira Arla, but it's like glued with like tissue on the Atara. And b'shas you're making the Tfisa and you're going to pull up the Eira Arla, you pass this, you're not going to get too much of the Eira Priya. You'll get a little bit, but you're not going to get too much of the Eira Priya. And that's what I used to do on Moldig Tzait, and it seems like that was the minute without Afroda. And a lot of times, most Brisson Taka, you gotta leave Taka a lot of it or Priya. And you look into the Shoyim Aril, you have to make sure the Priya stays down, tell the Yeledis how to wash the kin and laugh. If make sure the Priya stays down, it shouldn't come back up. They say if it comes back up, it's not a problem. Once you ripped it, it's okay. Mamshik has a tshuva. But Akaponim, there was a whole Eisik because the Priya left over. Today, I'm not saying right or wrong, but that's the Matthias. Today is most Mahalim do make Afroda. And you make Afroda, the idea is, of course, it's not connected to the Torah. When you schlep up, you could get most of the Priya. And that's the Mum Cheshaf to the Moyel. A good Moyel, with most of the times, you get 60-70% of the, even more, 80% of the Priya. And the Mayo that is because at the end of the day, like we said, we're not so bucky in the Maril, how to make sure the Priya stays down. Especially if the Gid is small, and there's not so much room for the Priya. Remember, we're flapping over the Priya, like the banana peel, you know, flapping it over, and it stays on the Gid. And then the poiskim, the Divrei Kabbalah say it's Kaddish Faket, we don't want to take off the Priya, it's Ari Kaddish, the Ari Arlo, we want to bury, we want to get rid of it, the Ari Priya, we want to keep it on the Gid, it's Faket, it's Halik. And it has to stay there, it has to meet with the Ari Arlo. So usually there's enough gap, but if there's not enough gap, a small Gid, you took a Shirim and Tzumtzim, and the Ari Chitzim is sticking up, and the Ari Priya is going to overlap, it's not going to be Beseda, if it overlaps. So we're going to try, so the Zech Bris writes already, if that happens, you should trim in the room. So you'll trim later, whole Shabbos, they say the person should not do it. But we try to get away from that, and what we'll do is, b'shas the chit, b'shas the tfisa, when we're schlepping up the Ari Achitz, and we try to get a little bit the Ari Priya also as well. So you have like, a suit, and you have a shirt, you imagine you're trying to schlep the sleeve from outside, you want to get a little bit of Ari Priya also while you're schlepping up the Ari Hachitz, you want to get a little bit, you want to get like a poem, I'd say more than half of the Priya also. So that's the Hafrod, different ways to do Hafrod, usually it's the probe, it's brought down the Friedrich already. Some people do other ways with the fingernails, different ways how to do Hafrodah, the Amehan, they don't do Hafrodah, and they matzlich anyways to get big mumchim, they matzlich anyways to get a lot of the Priya. There's a whole machloik is if you like to do it Shabbos. The Poskim say that it's a shal psikreisha of dam. A lot of Mehalim tainen that by them the matzliach most times it shouldn't be dam. You do gentle with a little bad situation, a little bad vaseline. You do gentle. There won't be dam while you do the process. The fact is that there are certain times it's very dovuk, and then for sure there'll be dam. And we don't know those echetimtzes. So it blives like a sophic psikreisha shalava. The place I'm talking about and such echetimtzes will be also on Shabbos. Machloek is bi'alocha, stira. But zikha not to fall in such situations. Zikha better to do before Shabbos. And that's the Moshe has the truth. It's a mashu for the Moshe. You all have to do it Shabbos. And Rav Aaron has a michtov. And Mechus Yitzchok, Shevet Levi, Tshuvas Anhogas, they all say, and Yishlam Zalman also, I think even one place I think he's more makel, but another place it says Toiv. The Maisa that comes out from the Rav HaPoiskim, Toiv lasis Merev Shabbos, you should not do it on Shabbos. So they go through basically this Shabbos Sekresha of Dam, or the disconnecting the Oiris they talk about also. But like upon them, the Rav HaPoiskim seems to come out, the Rav HaPoiskim, the Maisa should not do it on Shabbos. So now we're getting to the Priya. So we said before that the Priya, after you take off the Oir HaKhoifes HaTorah, so you have the Giluy HaTorah, there's no Oir HaKhoifes HaTorah anymore, but there's still a membrane covering, it's not 100% covering, it's only say 50%, 40%, 30%, but there's still Oir HaPriya covering the HaTorah. You make a rip in the Oir HaPriya skin, top to bottom, like a zipper, put it down, and then you push it down, make sure the ganze charitz is a ganze megula, all sides. As I stated in Shulchan Aruch. There was in times in Shaluniki, it's brought down the goinen, that there's a way to do the bris, by making a milo priya bevasachas. Milo priya bevasachas would mean, that b'shas you make the twist and schlep the or on top of the atorah, you get the whole Ar Priya as well. The whole Ar Priya will come with the Arla, and you cut off the Gantz Arpriya with the Arla. So Shaz, is that okay or not? So basically, Ramosha has a tshuva. And Moshe says it's a fine api halacha. He says miyoyis toiv, you should not do it. Miyoyis toiv, you should be kind. The medes shoychet toiv, they should do priya b'tzipayrin. There's any do priya b'tzipayrin with your fingernails. But api halacha, he says b'chatchil, it's okay. And the reason is because you die from Rashi and you die from Ben Chananel that the taisha priya is gilu, megala. The taisha priya is megilu. You have to megala the Torah. What's the chilek megala by ripping the oil skin and pushing it down? Or cutting it off in Gansa, what's the chilek? Lemaisa, you're megala. Lemaisa, the poison me down, the steers Rashi. Because if you learn to Rashi in the Mishnah, it says, poirim, 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 Rashi is poirim, poirim, krum harach. So now, poirim krum harach, if priya means gilui, you won't say gilui on the krum harach, you say gilui on the atara. Poirim ho atara. Mi krumarach. Rashi's poirim krumarach, and seems to say you're doing a maise in the krumarach. So the agoyes of the Algutmach on this in Gemara Shabbos and Allah sach under the seip shat in Rashi. A kochach Rashi means a priya means kriya. You have to rip, like we said before, the kriya, and that's the mitzvah to be kriya. Kriya, the oir ha priya, that's the mitzvah from priya. Others choylik, other being Rashi takelav dafke. But I think in Roiv, a big amount of the Achrayim learn Rashi that Poirim Krum Harach means the Kriya. And it's the same Lashon in the Rambam Shulchan Aruch. So it seems that the Rambam Shulchan Aruch also means that Dafke Takev be Kriya, the Kriya, the skin in half, and not the Yisod is Gilur. Now you see from Rashi, from Ramosha, that Ramosha says the reason why I hold Vasachas is good because Rashi says Priya is Gilur. Seems that if Priya would be Kriya, you would not be Mekayim than Kriya by just cutting it. Because Kriya means you take something and cut it into two parts. If you cut it off in Gansen, that's Krisa, that's Chitoch, that's not Kriya. Kriya means Kriya Lishnayim. Maybe because that's the Turis HaMitzvah. Like upon him, that's, it seems like from all the, it come out, you look at all the Poiskim, that's the whole Shai, the Vasachas, not the Vasachas, is it Gilu or Kriya? It seems like if it's Kriya, your Zichah cannot be Mekayim by cutting it off in Gansen, and you have to be Kriya, Mekan, Mekan, the or in the two parts. So we just go through a little bit. The ma'aseh is, it's kemat asach reshoinim that say taich mefurish that priya is kriya. The first is the Rambam Pish Mishnah. It says poirim kloimar koirim. It's kloimar koirim. Doiz ruah says loshen kriya. Ben Chananel pashtus, you learn Ben Chananel says kriya. It's the Moshe Zachidish Haylun's Pshad Ben Chananel. Pashtus the Achronim Lun's Pshad Ben Chananel that it means kriya. Machse vitri piskerid Rashi on the Rif. Mashma is Maril and the Kolba, they all mashma that the Priya is Kriya. Now you look at the two Rishonim that Mamish talk it out, Bubarichis, that's the Yaakov Agoyze, who's a Moil, and you have the Sefer Hamanik that they all bring down. Also, there are some that learn the Sefer Hamanik differently, but that's Pashas, most Achronim learn the Sefer Hamanik. So you have the Rabbi Yaakov Agoyze's Lashon is, She'ein Lashon Priya, the Lashon Gilui Ke'en Kriya. And he brings rise the shyness that the Yisoid Hadov is that Priya, the Taicha Priya is Kriya.
To cut off the
Basar
and Gansen, or there'll always be like
20%
left?
Oh, it's very good. So we'll talk about it now. I want to talk about it. Lemais is like this. Lemais is that even when you make vas'achas and you want to cut off the whole Arpriya, it's not shy to cut off the whole Arpriya. And the rest of the eye is because you're not going down below the Torah and cutting. You're schlepping it up over the Torah. So Arpriya is connected under the Charitz, on the Gid, and you're schlepping it up above the Torah, putting on a shield and cutting it off. So the part that stretched from under the Charitz until you stretch on top of the Torah is still staying on the baby. Question, how much is that? Lamaisa is the Arpriya is this very stretchable skin. And the moshul, the doing of the moshul, that is like a rope band. You take a rope band, you take it, you can schlep it, schlep it, schlep it. It's a very stretchable skin. So you can leave mamish a mashu mashu, and it can schlep over the ganze Torah. So that would be considered vasachas. So vasachas means you take off the whole orpriya. Probably would mean that you take off the whole orpriya, which is on the, that means what the mashu that's left is under the charitz. It's not even part of the Torah. There's a mashu that starts under the charitz, and that mashu is still left over. That's what vasachas means. Rabbi Batinsky in his Sefer writes, Taka writes this, that Roy Pa'omim, even with the hemostat, we'll soon see what hemostat, Roy Pa'omim, you leave over a little bit of Priya, which you have to Taka make Kriya Bitsipurin anyways. So, Taka, in economy, just people say Vasachas, you have to make sure Taka is a real Vasachas to make sure it's Taka no Priya left, because once the Priya left, L'choyer, you would have to mekayim the Indian to make Kriya Bitsipurin, even Ramoisha L'choyer would be Moida, that you would have to make this Kriya Bitsipurin.
So
like this. Like if you leave over enough orpriya, which it sits in ma'akmes on milo, which why it sits in ma'akmes on milo? Because rav hekif, we pass in rav hekif ma'akif. So any mashru that you leave over, as long as it's hitting in the charitz, you want to be ma'akmes that the beis yitzchak, the charitz is not part of the thing. So a drop higher on the chut asoy, which you're talking about millimeters, talking about mamish nothing, talking about a millimeter, 2 millimeters for sure. You leave over and it's automatically it's roy of hekif. It sits in ma'akmes on milo. L'choyre you mekayim mitzvahs. It's a kid is the oral, and by you ripping it, you're mekayim all the mitzvahs kriya and all the inyanim with your parents. We'll soon see all the inyanim as the nichan dem l'chori mekayim them. Avada the yarek tana shita is there's no roiv hekif nishma akiv, only roiv goiva. And if you go to chachan svad, like we said before, that the whole atara is the atara. So you'll have to leave over roiv goiva of things because roiv hekif is not ma'akiv and roiv goiva. Well, even then you could clear maybe tzitzin shem ma'akiv is enough to mekayim the kriya bitzipayim. It's shem ma'akiv, tzitzin, it's still tzitzin. Yash lachka. But l'choyer we know ma'isa halacha ma'isa is that roiv hekif is ma'akiv. So meila even if you leave over mashu a little bit, like I say, only 2 millimeters, l'choyer it's enough to mekayim the mitzvahs of priya.
What do you mean
by the yavid?
You don't have to do a.
I mean, no, Moshe is talking about, Moshe holds the chatchil, he'll have to do that, but you have to make sure you take everything off. But if you leave a little bit on, the Moshe doesn't talk about it. The lashon of the Moshe is you take everything off. That's the lashon of the tshuva. Rabbi Tinsky, which is the kilu back in the Moshe's psak, he says, al pi roiv, you leave over a little bit and you have to make pre-bitsipayin. So the choyr ain't long, because song could be choyr, like I'm not saying, we'll come to that. But pashtus, the pashtat varim is that. That was zikha is that vasachas is kosher. It's not a shiloh thing. It's when you take off everything. Maybe leave on more. We'll soon see. But pashtus take everything off, and that's considered or vasachas is, and that's kosher.
It's better or worse to do 100% off.
No, so if it's better to do 100% off if you're not going to go do the kriya b'tzipayin after. That's for sure. But if you're going to do the Kriya B'tzipayin, and Avada, you have the Miyos Tovah and Moshe, and we'll soon see a lot of Pesach and Machoik and Moshe, then it's better to leave off. Yeah. So mine's like this. So if the game back to the Shaila, should a person do a Kriya B'tzipayin or should do B'vasachas? So let's start with the Rishonim. Kamat, Rubi the Rishonim say the Rishonim of Kriya. A lot of showing, let's say the smag, and others say the lashon of the Rashi poirim krum harach, which a lot of medayik that means kriya. So the pashtus kamad al sachasach showing again, chutzun Moshe's pshat ben Chananel and Rashi, kamad al the showing again that it's kriya. Even in Rashi, there's a serious Rashi because one Rashi we said says poirim krum harach, the other Rashi says kriya is gilui. So a lot of pshatim to answer the Rashi. The most common pshat is that Rashi lechatchila holds you have to make kriya. Lady says mal v'loy parah kilu loy mal. You want to say it's ma'akev? Kriya is a shma'akev. If you make gilu atara, you cut off the whole skin and it's megula. That's not ma'akev. This is gishkin aro. Or b'avad lechatchila when he's telling you how to do the bris, moihalim upoyrim umoitzim. Then Rashi says it's kriya. So even in Rashi pashas, you would say that lechatchila avad is kriya and with the evid gilu is enough. So Moshe doesn't talk about Rashi. Moshe is talking about the other Rashi of Gilui. Because Rashi says Gilui. It doesn't handle this Rashi. So the odd, I think the Zeremis says Pshat and Rashi, that means Gilui. The odd, you could get out of it. It's not that you could get out of it that Rashi or means Gilui. This Machloek is what shit is Rashi, basically. I think Roy, I didn't count, but I think most of the places in the Neman Rashi, Kipshuta, that means Takekri. See, it's interesting that, yeah. Valkaponim, kamat al reshoinim nemen on that al tzach reshoinim valkaponim nemen on that the mitzvah's priya is kriya. Say pshatim kriya. Why? Because we don't want the priya to come back up. Or the shem is kriya that alone. Halacha mishnah sina to make kriya. That's a lot of places say such a lashon. So if you do bevas achas lechoyri, you don't have the mitzvah's kriya. I'm saying all the places talk out. The Ben Moshe has the whole riches. Says one of the chsonim is bevas achas. You're missing mitzvah's kriya. A lot of shoinim mitzvah's kriya. The truth is, emek halacha to be goldstein is the kind of bracha writes. Roy poiskim nemen on that priya is kriya. You take a look at the Kamal Sacha Sacha Shoyra Achroinim. It's hard to go through all the Achroinim, but Sacha Sacha Achroinim, including Ismanenu Rabbi Yashiv and Mechaz Yitzchok Shev, the Levi, and Halam Chaim Chaim, and Nissen and Chaim, they all go, they even bring Chazanish also, that you should do Kriya. It's not the Sefer Bris brings from Maisa Chazanish, I think from Shem Chaim Greineman, Zachin Abrocha, that the Moyal Haragel Ha'etla Chazanish, you should do Priya Milu Priya Vasach. So the Sefer Bris Aliyahu from the Aliyahu Brandeis in Yisrael, him and Chav Zayne, that they went to Chaim Greinman a few years ago. And he said, no, the Maisa is printed wrong. It's not happened. Told the Maisa what happened there, and the Moilus leave over and push down against the Maisa. And he was Moicher, Chaim Greinman was Moicher, it wasn't good. So it's misquoted. Akbon, maybe he has different Maisa, but Chaim Greinman, Akbon said over that the Moil Ezech did not do Milipri Vas Achas. And it's a chiddush to say that he did, because to do Milu Priya Vas Achas, to come to a Metzim Shem second, you need the hemostat keli, and they didn't have it. It's a new zach that came out like around 50 years ago in America, so it's hard to believe that you could shaykh to do Milu Priya Vas Achas without the hemostat. You see the Milu Shaluniki, which the person can bring down, and the Reb Haigon, which under the person can bring down. There was such a metzias, but to say that Moyal Rogel Eitzach Zinish did it, it doesn't sound 100%. So how do you... Okay, so let's just make it before we get to how to do with the hemostat. But the ma'ase is that Asach Hashoinim learned that the mitzvah priya is kriya. Asach Achroinim, like sort of to the Goldstein Zechayim Rocha, said Roiv poising them on its kriya. And basically, you have Ramosha, maybe there's others that the Ikas Ramosha that hold that mitzvah priya vasachas is okay because the toy is gilui. Even Ramosha writes, miyois toy, you should not do, you should leave over a little bit. In order to make kind the mitzvahs of kriya or pre-bitzipoyrin, in order to make kind the medrash of pre-bitzipoyrin. It's interesting also that there's Bepiyah Shmur, the Melech Belus, Zanzayin Gesund, and Shtaka Talmud Moshe, said the Moshe held that you should do Bila Priya Zachazer, pre-bitzipoyrin, even though Piyah Loch, he held it's okay, but on Maisi, he used to say you should do pre-bitzipoyrin. The Enikel of Ramosha, that was the right hand man of Ramosha between Menashe Klein Zachayim Bracha and Ramosha. Ramosha Klein made a whole sefer of Mova Lepora against Ramosha Psacha Vasachas, all the Mamakoimis and Zachin. And he was back and forth. He said also over Ramosha didn't hold that you should do the Maisa, Vadi held that you should do the Maisa pre Bitsi Poyer. Just in the same, he holds Api Allah, it's 100% okay, Api Allah. So that's basically in the Halacha, Chelik. Of priya and is it kriya or is it gilui? Now in the shoyim and achroim that say that priya is kriya, there's different dagas also. How vite from the ben chananel those ruas mashma that's mamish ma'akif. Mol porki lemol is v'loy kora. That's mamish ma'akif. It's shred to say it's ma'akif. Maybe it means because it might come back. Some say mamish kipshuta base ava. Not base ava. Other places can say in the ben chananel mamish ma'akif. The other states only chatchila. You're not a kind of mitzvah. It's nishkina oro. You're not a kind of mitzvah. Even in the mitzvah, some say b'diav. You are a kind of mitzvah. Different dagas. I'm to say that even if you want to say the mitzvah is gilui, or but the tzura of mitzvah, how your megala is through kriya. So hain lemaisa, that is the mitzvah. And Ramosha holds the mitzvah is gilui and the tzura mitzvah is gilui. How do you do vasachas? When you schlep, remember we have the gid, the ora priya is attached to the gid to the gid underneath the charitz, and as much as you schlep, the ma'aser lavdafki your pasha is not going to get all the ora priya up. So there's a keli called the hemostat. Ramot Chazinman, a few years before his nifta, said that it was a gvaldi gazach 40-50 years ago in America. They got from a doctor that they saw this hemostat like a pliers that when they put it into the nekev and basically goes between the Atara and the Orpriya, and the other side is on the Orla, and you clamp it together and keeps the Orpriya in place. When you schlep up, you're going to schlep up both skins together. That's the hemostat. The Maisa, it's a Santa Zach is that even though a lot of Mehalim used it on BK as a Gdoili Hador when they were in America, when they were Sandik, But Lemaisa, there are Gedoyim that write that Lemaisa should not be used. And they say it's Mitzar the Tinnik. Mitzar the Tinnik, and that's the Maisa the Metzias is that you see the baby crying, screaming when it's used. I'll just say a few Lashoinis. First is Rami Kohn, slave of Brisa, Rami Kohn, he's like the first one, the Mamash brings very stark. The Davinenu Yeshav Mehal Mishtam Shebechli Ho Achzori Hatzeres Ahimostat Umoidi Temata Yetoche Shemishu Zer Yisrael Hamusumonim Memidis Rachmonis Yishtamish Bechli Ho Achzoranal. This is the Bris Avram HaKoyin. The Bris Dov is a Sefer. It says Ein L'shay Tzair Hatinik M'maizezu. Sefer Bris Eliyahu writes Hine Klize Shenikra Meskito Ahimostat Yesh Begamkin Tzair Rav Latinik Shaloichitz Esra Oiris Legamri Uposhish Ein L'shtamish Boi. He said, he told me that he heard from Rav Ozon Zechen Avroch, very sharp for the showing some people that use the hemostat. The other Rabbanim wrote, Shehemostat Yidua Leshimtze Umetzayas Atinik Vyisurim Neuroim Vasidim Litin Din Al Atzar HaNoire Shegoyim Letinoik Yisrael Bachzoris. Sotem HaMoyel Ramoyshe Chai Avroma Svadashe heard from Rav Yosef, show me a picture of the showing of Rav Yosef the hemostat. Says, it's Asur Al Tzar Diyanuka, it's Asur. Obviously, you have this Brisa Shel Avraham as a whole Arichis in that the Skomas from Yitzchak Stein sein gesund, also very stark. I heard from my friend Bileo Pereira sein gesund that they once Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, they asked him, should we use it for Aviyah Ben wants to make the Chittich? If you use the hemostat, that will be easier for the Aviyah Ben to make the Chittich. He says, no, if it brings Tzad to the Yenuka, you should not use the hemostat. So that's Stambe. The Maisa was used on Bika Sandik in America. So some Gdolim held that as okay, but just want to bring out the point that the Meister, the Tzach Gdolim Halten, as the Meister, it's Mitzai, the Tinnik, and should not be used. There's one interesting thing that the Meister also mitzvah levar, and Bibosi Loirer, that those that make Milu Piri Vas'achas, is a shayla when you make the Brocha Lachnisoi. In the Shulchan Aruch, before you pass in the Shulchan Aruch, you have to make Lachnisoi between the Mila and the Priya. Between the Mila and the Priya. And so it's a machog, it's a shayla in the Shulchan Aruch, passing like the Rosh. So the Moshe writes in the Tshuva, how you talking that you can make Milu Piri Vas'achas, how you're losing the Brocha between Mila and Priya. So Moshe's chiddush is that once you started the Mila, before you finished, if the Aviv Ben starts Lachnisoi, that's okay. So Moshe's chiddush is okay. You have to finish the bracha. Moshe says no. There's a cheshbon that you start the mila. The moel starts the chitter before he finishes the chitter, and he makes the achnis chabzonet. It starts the achnis baruch. It's fine. The metzias is manenu that as soon as the moel makes ala mila, and the Aviyah Ben says amen, the chitter's finished already. Says amen. It's while he's saying amen, it's ready. It's ready thing. So the maisa, the fact is that Aviyah Ben is saying lachnisoi after the whole priest. Now it's a big chiddush because the maisa mevatel din shulchan aruch. You know, you have the maisa mevatel shulchan aruch that you have to make the bracha before middle of the priya. It's not ma'akev. It's not ma'akev. But to go lachatchil and do such a bris and thousands of such brisim happening in America, it's a big chiddush to me that why is it happening? And the maisa, the Taz says in such a chetim sepashtes, you should make the bracha before. Before the bris, it means it's better. Maybe that I'm not gonna say maybe that the event should make the bracha before, like Svab, they make lachnisa before, because it's better to make before than make it afterwards. Afterwards, it's also shmak. What?
Before the alamila.
Yeah. They say it's not
before the alamila.
What? Yeah. It's Svab to make it before the alamila. I'm not saying you should do that. I'm just saying, but I'm just be bossed loyer that lemaisa is to tell the moil to wait. I don't think that's either kedai. He has to start and not finish. But the time he says baruch, it's a shver. It's Shveira Zach, a chiddush that Lemaise is done in such a chiddush.
It's not going to
help you. For sure. Yeah, but it's not since once you make it. For sure, yeah, but hopefully you're not leaving over to Tzitzimak. No, so we're talking about the real Vasach. We're not talking about it. We're talking about Moshe, right? It's Vasach. So let's get quickly a little bit to say, the Santa Shah we spoke about before, you leave over a little bit of a Priya. What happens if you leave over a Priya? Instead of making that rip, you just push it down. You Megala. Are you about the field? Other Rishonim, we said Kriya, it could be not Yetzir Mitzvah, it could be the Eved Mitzvah, whatever it is. But if you go with Gilu, let's go with a Moshe that the Yisrael is Gilu, Megala Torah. So you're Megala, what's up? I'm going to have? Cut it off, it's there, you push it down. Zogin the Poiskim, no, because the Metzias is that if you just push it down, it's going to come right back though. And Oy Melachzik, Chazidomi, Unus Ma'akiv. Look at the Masham, Mashik, Ksaf Soifazay, Shaka, Lishonis, and Chazu Shalom, people don't realize, and they push it down, and the kid comes later, it comes back up, and the kids are oral Kol Yomov, and the father's wasn't a Kayim Milas Benoy, very sharp, the Ksaf Soifazay, very sharp. It's a makar. It's a kmat al. But all sheep is a whole. The ones you push it down, even if it comes back, it's not makar. It's only rabbana. But kmat al say if you say oimel lach zekechazad dom it's kilu you never megala mechalas. Even if the soil is gilui, is the ma'ase will not megala and it'll be ma'ase tzitzin amak and the ma'ase be shai levar. The shai is that's klo. That's klo in the poskim. Shaz how the, it's not klo in poskim nochamol. It's also makam hanichu lanu lezoyre. Is how much of the Arpriya, like Avada, if you left a lot of Arpriya, you push it down, it's definitely the Matthias is going to come back. If you live over Mashu, maybe not. Maybe it's not going to come back down. So it's hard to get involved in that. The Maisa, the different Poiskim said different Zachim. The Shoin is the word, worst on Poiskim, and Rabbanim said that if you live over less than 2 millimeters, then maybe it won't come back, Taka, it won't be a Chashash. Anything more than that is a chashash. But you have to realize with Spiel mit Fire, because the Shah comes back, a Shah of all the Reise, and it's Dichen not Kedai. So Dichen not Kedai, even though we leave up a little bit, it's Kedai to make sure you rip. Forget about besides the Mitzvah Kriya and everything else, besides that, it's also out that Shun Chasashon come back. What happens if it falls down by itself? I'm all machzich, after the bris, you make the chitach, and you took so much Arpriya that the Maisa is no, the Arpriya is underneath the Atar already, it's a Gans and a Gula. So that revolves in the holes that the mice, even though revolves is very sharp, that you have to make kriya, he holds kriya, but tzipurin, very sharp, we'll talk about tzipurin soon. Of the mice he held that once it's megula, pashas, you ready, yoitzer, mitzvah, you can't do anything. Mubashan yachaliskim, because the ganze tach is no din to make kriya and just leave it on the Torah. Val the tach is to megala through the kriya. And if the mice is, if the mice is underneath the Torah, the mice could be it's your yoitzer, the mice can't do anything anymore. He says the guy is Shabbos, which is Iker Shaila. The Shabbos, a person, if it happens by mistake, it falls on Shabbos, you should not do it. He's very sharp. You should make sure the moel on Shabbos should make sure it does not fall down. He won't scream that a moel be rabbin. He says, Nish machan azoy, mevatel mitzvah priya. Because once it falls down, he held that he cannot do it on Shabbos. And the mice that the Asach poison, Choylik of Evozen of Yashu, Chen of Rocha, Al Mechayim, Nissen. Now I'm good that poison held that you could do it on Shabbos, even though it's underneath the Torah. A lot of poison say, very hard. You could do it if you don't make such a shtaka afrod. If you don't make such a shtaka afrod, the leaves, that means there should be dovuk on the bed, then it won't talk. So I'll talk a sudden around the one because they talk on Shabbos, it comes to Shabbos bris, they're not mafrid 100% all the way down, they leave a little bit. But the maize, halach and the maize, come out all the gdoila paiskim and choylik. I heard from the most shal klein, Zang is under shtaka, Zang Talmud. He said, the Rebbe's psach is nicht ongenomen in the world. Chves is nicht ongenomen in the world. The Maisa, the Maisa, I think, Roy Mahal and Taka, the meaning is that even if it falls down, the Taka do rip. And the reason is, for a lot of reasons, first of all, there are poison hold that even if it's Megula already, it's Mefurish and Poiskim, that you could be Mekayin, and it's Kriya, even though, because there's a cost of the mid Aloch Moshesina is Samachana Kriya. And even if it's down, Kriya calls you, or, and even if it's Megula already, you still can be Mekayin, and it's Kriya. What? Shabbos also, because that's the mitzvah. This is the mitzvah. If that's the mitzvah, you could. Some people say, even if you leave a little bit, it could still come back. If you have to know the mitzvahs. And the sofik, the Aruch HaShulchan says, a sofik on Shabbos, you're allowed to go. If you have a sofik, if you did a bila good or not, you're allowed to go vayta and do it on Shabbos. So lo yilehei al sofik, we have the Aruch HaShulchan. Pash is only Shabbat Rabbonon. So Pash to the Maisa, the minigit will be Zicha Bechoil. If that happens, you should Zicha rip it. And the Shabbos, the Maisa, maybe you should try. If someone says Machme, you should try. It shouldn't happen. But if it happens, I think the minigit Oilam is that you do go and rip the Priya on Shabbos. The Maisa is, besides the Inyan of Kriya and Gilui, there's also, which Ramosha Takim Yoistai talks about, is the Inyan of Priya Bitsipoir. There's a Kvaldig Inyan that you should make rip the Priya Bitsipoirin. Sai says a medrash, the Binyatim wants to say, Mamish is a chedig of the Tzuris HaMitzvah. Sai apikabol the Gvaldig Zachim, because the Gvaldig Rachman of the child. So the Maisa is, if a person has Seichel, he should do Priya Bitsipoirin. Sai im kain Sach Rishoinim, a Sach Achroim, the Mitzvah of Kriya. And you have the Milo Priya Bitsipoirin, which is Gvaldige, besides the Gvaldige Inyonim, is for the child's benefits, brought down Gvaldige Zacha for the child. Now we'll just talk about Metzitza, a few minutes we have left. So we spoke about before, the Shailas Metzitza is that only Al Tzakana, or it's also a Mitzvah, a big Machlokes, I can't get in. Nafkamina is, could a guy do it? Could a cotton do it? Why Michal Shabbos? Let it go do the mitzitza. Do Balaila. Make the Mila right before Shabbos. Chatzoyf is Kasha. Make the Mila right before Shkia on Shabbos afternoon. Make the Mila pre before. And by night, you make the mitzitza. Because mitzitza doesn't have to be by Yahim. It's only outside Kana. So, Andre Seitake is arriving there that the Taka is a mitzvah of mitzitza besides the Sakana. That's the big machloikas. What's the Sakana? different pshatim. Today we don't understand 100% what the sakana is, and that's why the pesukim of the Zanenu say you can't say stam nishtan rativim, because we don't understand what the sakana is. If we understand what the sakana was, shas chazal, and the doctors say today we don't have that sakana, okay, the sashim nusik of nishtan rativim. But if we don't know what the sakana is, the pesukim talk out maybe it's only 1 in 10,000, 1 in 100,000, maybe it's 20-30 years down the line. We don't know. I mean, maybe both together, maybe 1 in 10,000, 20 years down the line, have a problem if you don't look at tzitzit b'ayabris. So we don't know. But also it's a suffix, sakana. And maybe you have to mechal shabbos, you have to do anything. Chazal said it's a sakana. We don't know for sure there's a shtana ativim. We have to be choishes at ki'ilu, it's a regular sakana. And you have to do mamish like an atzalik call. You have to do metzitza as if kilu, it's mamish a sakana for the child. That's what we have to do. How you have to make metzitza? So the Rama's lashon is atyetzadam mekoymes harachoykim. All the shem don't say that. But that's the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, that's what we paskin. And because of that, there is Pesukim talk out, you have to make a strong metzitza. Or Hashulchan's law is yofa, yofa. Adji yetzidam, mekoyim es rechoykim. So you have to make sure that Pesukim talk out, you can't make it just a small metzitza. It has to be strong, and it has to be long. How much is also not brought down in the Pesukim of Sashir, but that they do say that it shouldn't be short. So like they say, there is a shir to it. That means you can't say it's a half a second, because they say don't make a short mitzitza, you have to make a longer mitzitza. So what's short, what's long, I don't know, but the zikha two darg, zikha two dargas. Belzikah Zuchayin of Racha told me like between 2 and 3 seconds. I think that was a lashon. The Rabbanu Mahalan that did mila, or my brands of Zuchayin of Racha, how you do mila, it was talking like 2-3 seconds. Puppet Rav Zuchayin of Racha, someone told me he saw Mamash used to get red in his face making a shtark mitzitza. You used to hear it in the other room, Mamash the mitzitza, how you moitzah zadam. Like upon him, we're talking about the shayla of sakoma. We don't know, we know that for sure. We have to make sure, so we have to make sure that we make a strong mitzitza and a long mitzitza. How you make mitzitza? So, could you make it with that's the derech wasn't to make prepare. You look at all the shoinim. Ramo says the Ramo has to wash his mouth out because he has dam mitzitza. The Shachuva talks about the Baltakeya with the dam in his mouth. Prima Gadam and Yerab talk about Yom Kippur. If you like to put wine in your mouth, it's clear they did it with the mouth. The question is, do you have to do it with the mouth? So there's this famous tshuva, the Yad HaLozda, the Talmud Chasam Sofer. He quoted Chasam Sofer that you don't need the mitzitza repair, you could do even with a svoig. Lemaisa, sach asach, say the Chasofer was only a Rosh Hashanah, and Lemaisa nish ongenum a halacha. Halacha Lemaisa, come out al the poiskim, say you do need mitzitza repair. What is considered mitzitza repair? Could you make a tube? Maybe that's also mitzitza repair. So you have some achrayim that say that's also mitzitza repair. Shemesh Marbir, Shamsha Fol Hirsch, Yisachon and Chaim Oizer seem to say that b'di'evid you could use a tomb and that is the milo mitzitza repair. But they all say that's only in Mamakim that the Medina doesn't let. Avad nish l'chatchila. They all say it's not l'chatchila. Avad l'chatchila you should make mitzitza repair. Mamash without a hefsik. Oh, but b'di'evid if they want to avad mitzitza, avad b'di'evid you could do with a tomb. But all the poison hands with poison is manenu, they say the mice you should not. Stechemer has a ganz arichis wegen them. The mice that metzitza prepare you should do without a hefsik bechalal. Shevet Levi writes very sharp. And Yireim, even if you call to a bris, that the only one with the tube, you should not be the one. Let a different model do it, you shouldn't do it. You should be the one doing with the tube. The mice, the mitzvah is with prepare mamish. And basically, there's two reasons, based like we spoke before. If you learn metzitza is a mitzvah, that's the two is a mitzvah. How to do metzitza? Prepare. Not with a sponge and not with a tube. Bepeh mamish, that was the tzuras mitzvah. It could be in a mevatel mitzvah mitzitza. If you learn that it's sakana, we know for sure that mitzitza bepeh without a hefsik, you put a vacuum, it's going to draw out the dam and koyim zuchoykim, that's going to be safe for the child. Anything else, you put a tube, there might be ear a little bit, you're not making sure it's shocked, there's a hefsik between your mouth and the thing. Maybe you won't get to get the dam and koyim zuchoykim. Memela, you should do mitzitza bepeh. Okay, we just Messiah. The Grace in Yonah state in Hilchas in Mila. The Bach says that someone's makbin in Mila, it's Kavaldik, it brings Kedusha on the child, Chavshon Faket Nat. Priya, the Inner Kriya state in Yavitz, it's Kras Sotin. Tzipoir in Yovei Klipper, the clip, the Tzipoir is the Klipper, and Yeshab Klippus. And we said before, the Oir B'nei Soschen, the Goyin, Tkunizoya, the Oir is Kaddish, we want to keep the Oir Priya. So they bring down to the poiskim that if Chas Hashon the Moel puts two tzipernayim to make the pri bevas achas, shemizach is the first take one hand, on the other hand, you do bevas achas, you can be tamtim leiv hatinik loyel. Chas Hashon, a father calls a Moel, you want a good Bible child, the Moel, Chas Hashon, maybe the belief idea, usually it doesn't happen, grad, because the technique it doesn't happen, but if Chas Hashon puts two tzipernayim bevas achas, mitamtim leiv hatinik loyel. And later on, the kids are bocha, 16-year-old kids, not learning, they don't know why. Betamte bleib a tinnig leulam. So many Sachen steht in Milan, dieselbe Sachen, as you're supposed to bury the Arla. Steht gewaltige Sachen also. That's the Nochesh of Lachmoy, that's the Eclipus. And when you give him, Harov Sanachach Leu Lechem, you give the Nochesh to eat Lechem, lead off, he's not going to bother the child. If you don't bury the Arla Chas HaShom, a ganze Leben, he's going to be Makatrig on the child, not going to let him do Torah and Mitzvahs. You have to give him his offer. Nochesh of Lachmoy. Yam Shloim is that's the Kisya Rizal. Yam Shloim writes, it's machlish the koyach ha-taiva by putting the oil in the offer. Machlish the koyach ha-taiva from the child brings out the koyach ha-neshama. You say, gewaldige Sachen in Mila. It's kedai to mekain the mitzvahs Mila. We tell the Amineza writes in Mitzitza also, you moitzi damen koyimis rechoikim, you moitzi ala dinim from the child. Mi pesi, he writes, you should not do Mitzitza like a pear, like a mensch. It takes, he brings out all the dinim and brings the rachm on the child. The Ebisha helped me, she bring taka rachm and gedoylam. Shkoyach nochem. Of the Mizaki me finish.
Something out of form. Something out of form.